It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Rhode Island lawmakers are slated to consider a bill today that takes on one of the most contentious issues in public education. The bill calls for a commission to study the Common Core state standards, a new set of national standards for K-12 classrooms. Rhode Island teachers are already using the standards, and they will soon give students a new standardized test to go with them. But a growing number of critics charge the standards are stressing students out. So what exactly are standards, and what are they supposed to achieve? To answer that question, I stop by the Brown University office of John Pape, an assistant professor of education.
Standards are what policymakers say should be taught in schools.
Pape says sometime around the mid-1990s, the idea of standards started gaining traction. Policymakers like the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics got together to write guidelines that were supposed to help teachers in public schools.
So policymakers decide what, in a third grade mathematics classroom, what are the types of things that we think should be covered, and those are the standards that should be covered in that year.
The standards set out specific learning goals for every grade level, things like learning to recognize letters or count to 100. It's kind of like learning to play an instrument like the piano. At least that's how Deborah Ball, dean of the School of Education at the University of Michigan, puts it. You have to break down learning into distinct parts.
You can't imagine that people learn to play the piano by just doing anything they feel like on the instrument, but it's actually pretty important to break down what the components are of competent performance, and that includes both kind of dexterity and skill, but it also includes some kinds of understanding.
Understanding of how the instrument works, for example, and the different sounds it can make. Take the cello and my producer, John Bender. Before he could launch into a piece of music by Bach, he had to learn to play the scales. When you start reading, you learn the ABCs. When you learn music, it's do, re, mi, and with time and practice, you're off and running. Deborah Ball, who specializes in math education, says all teachers break learning down into smaller parts, but until now, there were huge differences in the way that happened across the country.
So that means if you're a kid and you move from town to town or state to state, it's as much as, 80 to 90% different, which is, from a math education point of view, really kind of crazy. I mean, it's as though saying that kids in Idaho don't need to learn how to place fractions on the number line, but kids in St. Louis do. It makes literally no sense.
To solve this problem, the National Governors Association decided to create a set of national standards to guide teachers around the country. The group hired a pro-standards advocacy organization called Achieve to spearhead the effort, and the result is called the Common Core State Standards. Who actually wrote the standards is a little bit unclear. Critics like to say it was Bill Gates, whose foundation has poured more than $170 million into efforts to write the standards and put them into practice, according to an analysis by the Washington Post. But Rhode Island's Education Commissioner, Deborah Gist, says it wasn't Bill Gates.
No, the standards were... There were two organizations that came together. It was the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers. And the actual authors were content experts, education experts. There were teachers and others involved. It was a very inclusive process.
The process included an elementary school teacher from Pawtucket and an expert on early elementary education from Brown University, among others. Gist believes the result is an improvement over the standards Rhode Island has been using for the past decade. On the math side, they feature fewer concepts, but more in-depth understanding. And on the reading side, they include a strong focus on critical analysis of text and literature.
There's a much deeper expectation for students to be able to engage with the piece in a way that involves much more critical thinking and requires them to take evidence from the text. And that's the difference.
Sounds good, right? Not so fast. Critics say the standards place too much emphasis on nonfiction, and they point out the math standards never even get to calculus, which is important for students interested in science and engineering. Another controversy is that the new standards come with new standardized tests. They'll be administered twice a year, replacing the annual kneecap. These tests have not yet been used in any classrooms, and that's part of the reason State Representative Greg Amore is calling for a pause. He says the state should convene a commission to take a closer look at the test and the standards.
I have been inundated with phone calls and emails from parents who tell me that their first, second, third grader is coming home disgusted, crying, upset, having no fun in school. And, you know, what has changed? Well, the teachers, by and large, haven't changed. What's changed is the standards.
Barrington parents Tad and Amy Siegel say they see that stress in their own children. And another thing they're worried about, where's the art in the Common Core?
And in fact, I had the teacher even say that, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of artwork on the walls. We don't have the time for it anymore.
The Common Core standards focus on math, reading, and writing, and Rhode Island is one of the few states also starting to use the science standards. Rhode Island has its own standards for art education, but that's less of a priority in many schools because it's not part of any annual standardized testing. The Common Core has already entered classrooms in Rhode Island, and the state has spent more than $12 million, mostly in federal grant funding, to prepare teachers and principals. State officials say they plan to move forward with the effort, but a grassroots movement of parents and other critics has started gathering strength, and they're hoping the General Assembly will be more sympathetic to their concerns. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.